Hello and welcome to my digital podcast. In this week's episode, we're going to talk about digital currency or the cryptocurrency. We're going to ask questions such as, what is a cryptocurrency and does it really matter to me? Can I use it? We're also going to explore the benefits of a Bitcoin and a few downsides of it. And of course, like with everything, there are many myths about digital currency, and we're going to blockbust them. In order to be able to do that, I have a little help with me. I have invited a professional in the blockchain field. She's called Mina, and she graduated from JOMIC recently, but she's already has a vast experience in the blockchain field, and I really rely on her knowledge to help me blockbust those myths. So let's get started with our little venture into the digital currency. Let's start with a little overview of the Bitcoin. We're going to use the Bitcoin as an example of a digital currency because it is the most popular right now, and it brings up many questions that can also help us understand other digital currencies. So the Bitcoin is essentially a digital currency kept safe by cryptography. And cryptography is a technology that helps us hide information with computers. Bitcoin is also both a currency and a payment system, like PayPal. However, Bitcoin is not maintained by any bank. It does not have a main office or a headquarters. In fact, it was actually created by someone anonymously. We don't know who that is. We don't know how many of them are. They just posted the protocol for the Bitcoin online, and that's how it all started. So essentially, Bitcoin is a decentralized system. It doesn't have a place where you can call and ask questions. Therefore, all transactions are stored by a large number of people in their computers. And this is called a ledger, a decentralized database. Every transaction gets verified by multiple of computers. And once this is done, it transforms into a block that can never be changed. And that block forms the blockchain. It's really easy explained like that, isn't it? And through the blockchain, Bitcoin reduces the chance of falsifying a transaction or getting hacked or any malicious activities. Because even if somehow a block gets hacked, the other computers are going to detect that and they're not going to approve of that transaction. Therefore, Bitcoin is actually very safe. But My little helper is going to talk about that a little bit more later. Furthermore, Bitcoin can either be bought with fiat money, the fiat money are the money that the currency created by the government, or it could be mined. The mining happens through solving difficult math puzzles, and in these days requires big amounts of electrical and computational power for it to happen. This makes Bitcoin unique as it can't be created out of thin air and the government has no regulation over it. So it gives the power back to the people. Because while your government can now devalue a currency or print out a certain amount of money, the Bitcoin is set. There are 21 million Bitcoins that can be mined, and that's it. Furthermore, Bitcoin can be turned into any kind of asset, from a binding contract to a land title to a car in an apartment. This happens through so-called tokenization. Bitcoin has the ability to take anything from a piece of artwork to real estate and represent it as cryptographically hashed assets. And those cryptographic assets go onto the blockchain and they can't be changed. And that blockchain is a peer-to-peer open network. So there's no central authority. No one can question that. No one can take that away from you forcefully. And why is that important, you might ask? Well, a couple of years ago in Honduras, what happened was the government would go to farmers and be like, I know you have that certificate, says this is your land. But in our government computer, it says that this land is to my friend and you need to vacate it immediately. But with the Bitcoin, no one can take that away from you. No one can hack or change that block that says this land is solely yours. And of course, other features of the Bitcoin are that it's fast and secure. It is anonymous and no one can stop you from transferring money, or they can't be censored. And above all, due to the fact that it's decentralized, it means it cannot be shut. In addition, the digital currency is in great help of third world countries. How? Well, many countries such as India lack efficient banking structure. Many people do not even have the needed documents to open a bank account or enough money. They don't know how to do it. So they operate mainly on a cash-to-cash basis, which makes it easy for them to get robbed, for example. However, with digital currency, you do not have to set up any bureaucracy, and anyone, as long as they have a digital device, can have a digital wallet and store money in there and use them. In this way, people avoid the bank, avoid the middle person, and they are their own bank and are in charge of their own money. And this is important. It gives the power back to the people, and that's what we should be fighting for. Of course, there are some downsides of the Bitcoin. For example, it is a volatile currency. This means that its value is based on the supply and demand. The bigger the demand, the higher the value. That's why it could fluctuate from being really expensive to have a really low value. But of course, this can change and we never know. Now I would like to move on and present to you my guest, Mina. Welcome, Mina.
Hi, thank you. Thank you for having me.
It's my pleasure. So let's start with a few myths that have been haunting Bitcoin since its introduction. How safe and secure is Bitcoin for everyday transactions, in your opinion?
Basically, Bitcoin became a sort of like an everyday currency situation in the last 3 to 4 years, so since 2016. And what people like about it is that because it is quite, it is anonymous, so you're able to make transactions without being identified, which is good when making big purchases or things that are more into like in a higher realm of culture. For example, if you buy paintings anonymously, if you're a painting collector, like blah, blah, blah. So like for everyday transactions, it is pretty safe because it gives you the security that you're not going to be identified, which obviously also has its cons, but for pros, it's definitely good. And it's also what Bitcoin gives us as currency users is that it works on a decentralized platform, which is the blockchain protocol, and that allows us to make transactions without any sort of fees or taxes that are usually like implied when using a central bank or any sort of bank as a middleman. So that makes it pretty safe and pretty secure because it's on the blockchain. Everything is decentralized and transparent, and you keep your anonymity if you want to.
So you mentioned that it is decentralized, but if I make a purchase of, let's say, an iPhone online with blockchain, how am I guaranteed that I will get that phone?
Basically, when you are making a purchase or a transaction on the blockchain, you enter into what is called a smart Bitcoin contract with the seller. And what happens is that smart contracts act by itself and tracks when that product reaches you. So it has this sort of mechanism built into it. It's programmed in that way. So when you receive the product, then the funds that you have sent, which are blocked during that process, are then being unblocked for the seller to receive. So you have to confirm that you have received the purchase, the product, And after that, they receive the amount of current, like cryptocurrency that you've sent them. So it's all coming from the smart contract. Obviously, there has to be some sort of human interaction, but the smart contract is coded in the way that you can actually like receive the product and not be scammed in a sort of like purchase agreement.
I see. Many people say that Bitcoin is used for illegal activities. What is going to be your comment on that?
Well, as I mentioned before, because Bitcoin transactions allow you to keep your anonymity, there's also that con that like people might resort to illegal purchases or illegal transactions, but that does not mean that the currency itself is illegal, and that makes sense. It only it is about the fact that there is no middleman. It's anonymous. It's all on the digital platform. So that obviously gives some sort of incentive to probably digital criminals to engage in these sorts of activities. But recently, governments in the U.S. and the U.K. have been trying to implement policy to be able to track that. So they will want to be able to kind of put a bar on those illegal activities, but it's not about the currency, it's about the anonymity it ensures. And because it's online, even if it's not about cryptocurrency and about fiat currency, there can also be scams. So it's just about the online space, it's not about the currency itself.
Yeah, I agree, that's a really good point, because if you think about it, with fiat currencies, that people can use them for illegal stuff too, like, you know, to buy drugs and stuff like that, but it doesn't make the dollar itself illegal. Yeah, that's a really good point, Mina. And what would you say about the myth that Bitcoin has been already hacked?
It's not really, like we can't really say if the currency itself has been hacked, because obviously it's still being mined. So it's still being produced. If it was hacked, because obviously it exists in a digital space, then being hacked would make it not, would not be able to like allow it to keep being produced. So yeah, they can hack the blockchain, not even the blockchain itself, but like the wallet that you keep your currency in, because sometimes people do not really protect their keys. So you have your wallet and it has its sort of like unique private key. So if you don't keep that key in a safe place, it can be hacked, so you can lose your Bitcoins. But that's only because people, like, you have to be really mindful of how you store your that key. So it's better to write it somewhere on paper instead of having it on like on a digital platform or like your computer or your phone. And it's good to like be able to protect your hard drive and have a virus protection, because what can be hacked is not the currency itself, but it's the wallet.
Oh, yeah, that's kind of like you giving away your PIN code for your bank account and then being like, oh, someone hacked my bank account.
it's essentially the same thing. So people really need to be mindful that even though that transaction is happening entirely online, it's still not completely protected, because like the person itself has to have their input in that and have to protect this sort of key, because then you cannot recuperate that lost amount.
Okay, and now to the final question, which is actually really debatable and it's pretty common to search, is, Mina, do you think that it is plausible to say Bitcoin can be the next global currency? Is it even possible that this happens?
I think a lot of people are really dreaming of that. They really want to have this sort of digital dominating reserve currency, if you can say that. So like something similar to the dollar, but like completely digital, completely anonymous, completely decentralized. But the problem is, because Bitcoin has a finite amount of coins that can be mined. So it's only allowed to mine 21 million Bitcoins, and so far 18 million have been mined. So that means that at some point these will finish and there will be a lot of demand for them, but there will not be any supply. And that will lead to deflation, which in the economic world means that this sort of currency cannot be this global common reserve currency, because it will always be deflated. It will always be really expensive. And sadly, I don't think that would be feasible, but one can only dream.
Oh, thank you very much, Mina. It's been great to see you in our podcast, and thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Junia. It's been great. Thank you.
Now, debunking those myths was quite fun, wasn't it? In this week's episode, we talked about the digital currency. We now know that the Bitcoin is a decentralized system that helps people transfer money quickly and securely to one another. And it can also be a way to help people in third world countries have their own banking account, transfer money to their families without any taxes. And the beauty of it is that it can never be shut down by a government or by any bank, and people have the power over their money back. Thank you for listening to this podcast, and I hope it helped you understand a little bit more about the blockchain technology. Thank you.